Hi everyone, my name is Sunny and welcome to episode 15. Today I'm talking domain names. I'm going to talk about when you should decide to register a domain name. Should you get a traditional .com or .net, .org, or should you try going for a vanity domain name? You could get .shop, .tech, .blog, basically anything within your industry. You could probably get like .fishing or something like that. So there's a bunch of new domain names out there that you can get. So I'm going to talk about those. And finally, of course, where do you purchase a domain name? What are some of the cheapest options and what I personally use? So first, when should you choose a domain name? I would say when you're deciding on what the name of your company or your product will be, that's when you should see if the domain name is available. I would not wait and then have to get some weird domain name later on. I would go ahead and do it right away when you've already picked on a name for your business. Just go ahead and see if the domain name is available. And along with that, you should also check all the social media usernames. A lot of people, still don't think that's important to do, but you should definitely see if you can get just your name. Like, this is the most ideal situation. You get your name, your business name as a .com and on all social media platforms, nothing added onto it, not, my company app or something like that, or my company LLC. You should just try to get your company, that word by itself, on all social media platforms and as a .com. But that's the most ideal situation. If you can't get that, it's not the end of the world, because there's a bunch of different options out there, and I wouldn't say that, the success of your business is not reliant on a good domain name, but it can definitely help. So, like I said, you should choose a domain name when you're choosing a name for your company, which I also personally think should be very early on during product development, if not earlier than that. That way you can build in the brand into the product itself. So that's when you should be deciding. Make sure everything's available, and you should purchase right away. Don't wait to register your usernames later on or anything like that. Do it right away, because you will regret it. I've had many situations where someone has purchased a domain name, or rather we've come early and bought a domain name, and then we get an email like a couple days after that where someone's like, oh hey, we're building this product, would you mind selling your domain, because it's it'd be perfect for us. And it's like crazy. It's like, wow, if we waited, 24 hours, our domain would be gone. So definitely make sure you don't miss that opportunity. Next, should you get a .com or a vanity domain? Like I said, it's ideal to get a .com, but it's not the end of the world. Honestly, a lot of users are getting accustomed to not seeing .coms anymore. There's a bunch of vanity domains that you can get. You can get, like .shop or .blog or, .technology, .CEO. There's like a bunch that I've seen. And I would say, like, if you're going to, as far as picking between the two, I would go with the simplest option. So ignore whatever that TLD is, whatever that dot, whatever, whatever your name is. Make sure that's just the name by itself or whatever the simplest option you can pick. Don't have, my cool dash company. Don't have like dashes in your domain just to get a .com. If you can't get a simple .com domain, go with a vanity domain. That's fine. You can also do a little bit of domain hacking where you can get, for example, like one site I have is Social Shares, where it's socialshare.es. So the word itself, just a dot in between. I think that's really cool. Now, I'm running a little bit of low on time here, so next is, where do you buy domains? I personally buy them on Namecheap. Namecheap.com is good. Some are not available, so sometimes go to name.com, and there's also Google domain. So there are a couple options. I do find Namecheap to be the cheapest option out of all of them. So thank you for listening. Follow me, SunnySingh.io, on Twitter, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.